right, playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi there. Jennifer's got blonde hair, drives a Kia, is a clinical manager, and has been married 8 years.
Yes.
No 7-year itch for you, right?
Nope.
Well, we're assuming if there was, you got through it.
she did giggle, though, because maybe.
It's an 8-year itch.
She was just thinking. It's all good. All right, Jennifer, that's cool. So, you know how Little Kid Drunk Adult works, right?
Yes.
Okay. For others who may not know how it works, Kelly's going to explain.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
Okay.
We
all
can
right.
do this.
All right. Here we go.
I can do it.
All right. You can do it. Yes. Put on your big girl pants and let's go. First one.
Hey, I thought it would be a great idea to fill the bathtub with water and put a live duck in.
A live duck in the bathtub.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I'm thinking little kid. Definitely could be a drunk adult who just found a duck. I'm kind of going with little kid on this one.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I think little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Yeah,
you
were.
Got it. Yes.
All right.
Little kid is right.
I would always feed this one duck at the lake by my house. I realized that he would go where the food was, so I led him all the way back from the lake and into our house.
He's like the Pied Piper.
And my sister was supposed to be watching me, but he was a terrible babysitter and was somewhere else doing something else. So my mom came home from work to a duck in the bathtub.
Okay. All right. That's fun.
That is fun. All right. You are one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a pole and ended up in the hospital.
All right.
Pole licker.
Yep.
Ended up in the hospital. Oh, goodness.
Okay. I'm just honestly feeling drunk adult on that one.
All
I
right.
mean, little kids definitely like to lick things.
Sure.
So drunk adult.
So, all right.
I'm going to go with drunk adult on this one.
All right.
I feel like it could be a Christmas story moment, but I feel like it's more a drunk adult.
All right. Both of you saying a drunk adult pole licker. Okay. That's.
I was a drunk adult.
You are right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drunk adult pole licker. What happened?
It was at a frat party. I was hammered. Someone dared me to lick a light pole and ended up getting a nasty bacterial infection. Spent
Ooh.
Almost a week in the hospital. I'm
oh,
much
gosh.
More selective of where I put my tongue these days.
That's a really good
what a
philosophy.
Line.
Yeah.
What a line.
That could be a bumper sticker.
I'm much more selective of where I put my tongue these days.
Yes.
All right. Jennifer, good job. You are 2 for 2. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got a large beer nut stuck up my nose and had to go to the ER.
Ooh. OMG. A couple of hospital trips.
Yeah. Beer nut up the nose.
Oh, this one's tough. I don't know why, but I'm feeling like adult. I know kids are notorious for putting things in.
Yeah, there's yeah. a display of them at Norton Children's.
Hey, look what I can do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going with drunk adult.
All right, Jennifer, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly?
Okay, just to play devil's advocate, I'll stick with little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Beer nut up the nose.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Little kid.
Oh, goodness. Oh. It was the obvious answer.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, though, Jennifer. What happened here?
My brother and I were trying to see how far we can shove beer nuts up our nose.
It's a brother. Yeah.
Brother and yeah. I trying to figure out how far I can stick it up my nose.
Hey, sis, I got an idea.
Yeah.
I won, but then I also lost because
oh, yeah.
basically then I couldn't get the beer nut out of my nose. So my mom had to take me to the ER.
Oh,
it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But, I mean, more than that, it was just extremely painful. Moral
yeah.
of the story, do not shove beer nuts up your nose.
There it is.
Hard lesson to learn.
There it is.
But yeah, I always feel for the moms in that case because they have to walk in with the shame of what their kid did.
Jennifer, you don't have a I shoved this up my body story, do you?
I do not. Thank you, Lord, for that.
That's good. You're winning at life so far.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my brother-in-law had to go to the hospital because he shoved a pine cone the wrong way up his nose.
Ah.
Yeah, and couldn't get it out, right? Exactly.
Ouchie.
My sister had to go because she swallowed a retainer. But that was just because she swallowed. It wasn't like on purpose. Like
yeah, that sounds accidental.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, all right, hey, Jennifer, congratulations. You're a winner.
Hey, thank you.
Yay!
Look at that. You get
there
to go throughout the rest of your day saying I slayed this game.
Yep, for sure. So congrats, Jennifer. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay? Thanks for hanging out with the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. Hang on.
All right, we need more stories like that. So if you feel like you got a story from your life, whether it was when you were a kid or last week, then let us know. Send it to us a voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.